Thank you.
KB4 CPA Mobile.
KB4 CPA, KN4RJN, going to or from Tennyson?
Well, from this time.
Well, considering you're going to earlier today, I kind of suspected that.
Yeah, I got to play this morning in a clinic, and then that was an hour, and then I got an hour and a half in tonight, so, you know, this rain's going to screw up everything, so for all the outdoor course, I'll be down for at least 3 days, just recovering from all that, all the water. They'll moves through here.
Yeah, you had a bad spot there, but I caught most of that. Yeah, we're supposed to be quite a bit of rain, they're talking.
Well, if that system holds together, it's coming this way. Yeah, we're going to get some. If it, you know, if it happens to fall apart, which they're not predicting, then we might not get as much. But anyway, but once those cores get saturated, the clay cores, they're just, I mean, they just start puddling up, and literally, it looks like a little pond. Sometimes I've gone over and played in the bubble and inside and looked at the outdoor courts on the way to the bubble, and like little fishing ponds.
Yeah, tennis balls don't bounce real good on water, do they?
Well, no, and I played on hard court. Dang, I got ran out of light. Anybody else before I start off? Good cow. My light was already green, and he was about 2-3 seconds late after that. We played on hard court with a drizzle, but once the court gets saturated, even asphalt, those balls start absorbing the water, and they get heavy, and it's bad for the strings on the racket. It'll loosen your strings, and of course, the ball's so dang heavy, you gotta hit the crap out of it and get it over the net.
Yeah, imagine they start soaking up water, then all of a sudden you're playing with croquet balls or something.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's fun is playing outdoors in the wind. The other night I was playing, and the wind got a hold of a ball this guy hit, and I was at the baseline at the other end of the court, and that ball just kept going and going. I thought I had it. I actually did. And that wind, the ball stayed in, but it blew it all the way to the corner. And I just shook my head, and he said, you should have seen from his vantage point the way that ball was, you know, just hooking around from the wind. But sometimes it's comical to watch what the wind does to a tennis ball.
You know, if you soak them in water, they won't the wind won't affect them quite as much.
Yeah. Oh well. So what are you doing tonight? You sitting around waiting for the net at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, pretty much. Watching TV. I was kind of piddling around with tax documents here a little bit, trying to get stuff together so I can get that filed. But I'm just sitting here with the dog and watching TV and drinking a beer and smoking a cigar.
Well, dang. Well, it sounds like you just got it. I'm sure you're sitting in a Barker lounger.
Well, actually, I'm in my swivel chair behind my desk here in my office. /bar/radio shack/library.
Yeah, well, mine's become my shack room has become, of course, it's always been a bedroom, extra bedroom for guests, but all my stuff's in I bought this huge roll top desk. I've never seen one as big as this one. It has a ton of room in the top and in the lower section. It has these little compartments. It's really neat. And so it's also going to be a nursery because our youngest daughter and her husband and our 2-year-old grandson just moved in, and she's our daughter is due with another baby next month.
Well, congrats, Grandpa. Is it going to be a boy or a girl, or do they know?
Well, all indications are that it's a boy, so we've got my oldest daughter has a boy, and my youngest has a boy, and she's getting ready to have another one, so all grandsons. So we have 2 daughters, and they've had all boys. So, anyway, I wouldn't be surprised if my youngest daughter, they didn't adopt a child. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. But anyway, they sold their house. They closed Thursday, and so they had to have a place to move, to go. And so we have a bonus room, so they're just moving in there. And they've been looking for a house for several months.
Where are they wanting to move to?
Well, they're mainly looking over in our area. In Taylor's or Edwards Road right here. I'm in the area that they're looking at. I don't know if you know where Edwards Road and Ike's Road is. Ike's Road is where Northwood Middle School is. And just, you know, anywhere off of Wade Hampton on this side, on the south side of Wade Hampton, any of these neighborhoods here, I can't even name them all. They've been looking at several homes.
There's a home here in Inman that's going to go on the market here in the next month or two.
Well, Brandon, our son-in-law, has to drive to Simpsonville, so they don't want to get too far out. And but they don't want to live in Simpsonville, so I don't know exactly why, but they just like this area better.
2-story house with a full basement finished. Actually, 2 master bedrooms and another bedroom. 1, 2.5, and 1/4 bathrooms, and the perfect man cave down in the basement.
Oh man, I might be interested in that. I have always wanted a house with a basement, and the last 2 houses I've owned, including the one we got right now, is on a slab. So it'd be kind of hard. I guess I could get a jackhammer out and start jackhammering the floor up. But anyway, that sounds like a nice house. Pretty good size house, too.
Yeah, you have to come over sometime. Have a beer. Come on down to my bar. I've even got my piano down here.
Well, I didn't know you played, huh? Are you a musician by trade, or just mess around with it?
I played piano when I was a kid, long time ago, and then joined the Army, and a piano's kind of a hard thing to travel all over the world with, so I hadn't touched one in, God, 40, 50 years, and I decided I wanted to get one and start to learn how to do it again, so I've been fiddling around with it.
Well, that's great. I was a music ed major in college, although I knew I didn't want to teach, but but at the time, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I wound up in church music, so, God's opened a lot of doors for me down through the years. I've been in it 40 years.
Well, you definitely have to come over sometime. I'll set you down at the piano and pour you a beer, and we'll have a good time.
Well, that sounds good. I'll bring my guitar. We'll jam.
Well, I'm really not that far from you, I don't believe, because we go into the we've got season tickets for the Broadway series at the Peace Center, so we go into Greenville. We go in the back roads into Greenville and through Greer, on Wade Hampton, down to the Peace Center about once every other month or so. So I know that route well, and I don't think you're that far from me. It only takes us about 20, 30 minutes to get in there.
So, KB4CBA, so how long does it take you to get to where Rutherford Road starts at Wade Hampton?
Oh, well, we come in on, 256, I think, or 156 something. Hang on a minute, let me check something. We'll come in on 357, I believe that's what it is. Comes down, hooks 29, and then we head on in. So, yeah, I know we passed Rutherford. I've never paid that much attention, but usually we'll leave here by, 6:45 or so for an 8 o'clock play, and that gives us plenty of time to get there, and we'll oftentimes stop and get something to eat along the way.
Okay. Well, I live, if you turn on a Rutherford, my subdivision's less than, it's probably half a mile on Rutherford there. You just go around the curve, and when it straightens out, there's a subdivision there, Pheasant Ridge, and that's, I live on the main road. I'm the 10th house on the left, and 111. And, anyway, and I'm pulling, speaking of 111, I'm pulling in the driveway. So I'm going to have to punch out here and say hello to the wife and our our daughter and son-in-law are still in the process of moving in. I notice they're not here, so they must still be over at the other house. I helped them fill up one of those pods today, and they just pulled in behind me.
Well, I know where Rutherford Road is because I used to teach at Wade Hampton High School there. But I'll let you go. Say hi to the missus and the kids and all that. 73's to you, and you have a good evening. I'll catch you on the net.
All right, well, behave yourself if you can. If you can't, have fun. 73, KB4CBA, clear.
KN4RJN, clear.
W4FCM is sitting above the net quite a bit earlier now.
Does anyone copy this?
Got you, Sheriff. K4ZHS.
Thanks, hear you, Keith. Do I sound good enough to run the net?
Yeah, Gary, because the repeater is real scratchy to me to start with. I can't hear it very well, so maybe somebody else will come back to you, Gary.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody closer to the repeater can hear it better. I don't know, but thanks anyway.
WD4CYM, W4DJW. Every time you transmit, it sounds better and better, Karen. It sounds like it's warming up.
Okay, good. Just turned it on a few minutes ago.
I'd recommend giving it a shot, and if you need some help with it, because it gets too tough, just let me know, and I'll step in and help you out.
Right, thank you. WD4CYM, clear.
W4DJ, that is standing by for the net.
Karen, you're better on this radio. I'm in another room on another radio in Antenna K4ZHF. You're a little building lost plane.
Okay, thank you, Keith. WD4CYM, clear. Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is WD4CYM. My name is Karen, and my location is near Tryon in Columbus, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It is also available via EchoLink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership. And on that. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right chief portion. We're going to start with EchoLink stations. Anyone on EchoLink, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V, and John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, WN4V.
WN4V, John, down in Manatee County, Florida, Bradenton to be exact. It's always good to hear you. I'm glad you remembered to check in with us tonight. Anyone else on EchoLink, call WD4CYM. There was another check-in, but I couldn't copy you. You're real scratchy. You want to try it again?
Relay, Karen. KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, thank you for checking in. Did you say you could relay for that person?
Yes, ma'am. That's KW4TS. Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra. Jim. He's mobile someplace. He drives a truck and he checks the NBA just about every night. Over.
Oh, yeah. I'm always glad to hear him because he seems like he's in a different place every time. And it's always so interesting to hear where he is. Thank you, Gary, for relaying for him. KW4TS. Anyone else on EchoLink, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Good evening, Miss Karen. Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, I'm in Slaptown, the EchoLink.
Richard in Slaptown, KK4, FTU, did you say whether or not you would stay around for RAC-Q? Alright, we're going to go ahead with the regular part of the alphabetical check-in list, starting with India through Lima. This is Tuesday night, so we're going to start with I through L. Call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Good evening, Miss Karen. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. W4IOE. City in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Karen. Thank you for calling the net. We've got no traffic, no comment. 7-3 at all.
All right, Sid. I was just in your neck of the woods Friday. I went up to Hendersonville with a busload of people from here in Polk County, and we went to a store up there, and when we got through, it was snowing, and we went up to Fletcher, I think it was, to pick up somebody at a hospital, and the van driver controllers told us to stay up there. They thought it was too dangerous to get out on the road, and some of us on the bus were really scared for a while. We were afraid it'd just get worse, and we'd get stuck up there overnight or something, but finally they said to go on, so we got back to Polk County okay. Anyone else, I through L, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at Parish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone.
WD4CYM. Hello, Karen. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
All right, that's yes. Acknowledge this, W4IOE in Fletcher. We also have John, KE4JRK, Paris Mountain, and KK4JD, KC4MFK, Donna in Greer. Anyone else, I through L, called WD4CYM. Okay, we're going to go on to M through P, Mike through Papa. Call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Good evening, Karen. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Frig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
WD4CYM. Karen, please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
WD4CYM, Karen Malloy right now, but I'm short time here. And I'm assigned W4FCM, Fox, Charlie, Mike, Fred, in driver's rest. Wi-Fi out of November 4, India, Echo India. We are negative. Thank you, Karen.
Net control. Please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We're both here in Simpsonville, and we will be negative and negative, but listening for a bit.
Right, that was a lot of good check-ins. Start with KK4ONO, Lorena, KK4DMW, Rick, and KM4MOQ, Michelle. It's always good to hear all of you. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. W4FCM, Fred. N4IEI, Isla. W2MJB, Mark. And KN4HTP, Wendy. Did I get anybody's name or call wrong? Okay. Anyone else? M3P, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Thanks, Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
All right, I believe it's been a while since I've heard y'all, KG4PSI and KG4QLQ. Did y'all want to make comments or be in and out?
We'll just be in and out tonight.
Okay, well, I appreciate y'all checking in. Okay, we're going to go on to stations Q3T, Quebec 3 Tango, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Please check in. Kilo November 4. Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4. UBG, Kevin. And I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on net.
WD4CYM. Please check in. Kilo November 4. Romeo Juliet November. No comment, no traffic. John and Inman.
All right, KN4UBG, Kevin, thanks for checking in. And John, KN4RJN and Inman. Anyone else, Q3T, call WD4CYN. Okay, stations U through Z, call WD4CYM, United through Zulu. E4ZHF, always good to hear you, Keith. Thank you for helping me before the net. Hope Margaret's doing okay. And 4, I think he's taking a nap right now. I don't hear any activity, so he's probably napping somewhere. Anyone else, U through Z, call WD4CYM. Alpha through Delta, A through D, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM.
I am. This is Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Glenn in Gray Court. Just check me in and out.
WD4CYM. This is Whiskey 4 Alpha Tango Papa. Tom in Easley. I'm mobile right now. Check me in and out.
WD4CYM. This is November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Karen and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
WD4CYM. Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David Nanman. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay, David, I missed the first letter in your call. I got Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, but what was the first letter in your call?
Kilo, K-O-4-A-O-W.
Thank you, K-O-4-A-O-W. And we also had KD2-BNG. We appreciate you checking in. W4ATP, I believe your name's Tom. N4DIZ, Joe. And KO4AOW. Anyone else, Alpha through Delta, call WD4CYM.
Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative and negative, but I'll be around for your net report, Karen.
WD4CYM. Good evening, Karen. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
All right, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, I appreciate you helping me before the net, and thank you for offering to take my net report. Where's Robert tonight? Is he on vacation?
Negative, Miss Karen. He has reevaluated his priorities and decided that he wouldn't be calling the net any longer. So you'll be passing your net report to me going forward.
Okay, well, I appreciate you telling me that. I hope he hasn't, you know, just quit NAM radio, period. I hope he'll continue to check in. Thank you for the information. We also have N4DJC. Thanks for checking in with us. Anyone else, A through D, call WD4CYM. Stations E through H, Echo through Hotel, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Karen. Everybody on the net. And I'll just be in and out tonight, please.
Okay, WB4 FEE. Thanks for checking in with us. Anyone else, E through H? Call WD4CYM. Right, I'll give another call for announcements. Are there any announcements for the net? Call WD4CYM. Okay, this is WD4CYM now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rank two portion of the net with periodic stops to check in between for check-ins. Let's see who's on the stop first tonight. KI4DOS, Gary, did you want to make comments or be in and out?
WD4CYM in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Miss Karen. Good evening to all on the net. Had a busy day over here today. I tore my ham station down and tore my shelves apart and took it all apart on my desk. I've been putting that back together all afternoon after I got it fixed the way I wanted it. And I've just about got it all hooked back up. I've still got a couple other little things to hook up. That's what I've been doing while you were taking the check-ins. But been busy in the ham shack most of the day, Karen.
Yeah, I hope you can get it all set back up in a way where you can get all your talking done, you know, talk to anybody you want to, and everything work okay. How's Joy and the rest of the family doing?
Well, Joy is doing real well, thanks for asking. She's sitting in the other room watching some TV tonight or reading a book. She may be reading a book. That's what she was doing earlier. But I've stayed out of her hair all day. I've been in here messing with this, so I haven't bothered her, which is a good thing. Karen, I don't know if you put her down on your logbook or not, but if not, go ahead and check her in. Check her in and out. But good hearing you. You're doing a good job, as always. I hadn't been in here to talk to you much lately.
I appreciate the net. The compliment on doing a good job with the net. What is our call sign? Is it K3JOY?
Yes, ma'am, it is. You got a good memory.
Well, thank you. I kind of doubt that at least some of the time, but I know you and she used to check in on the net. You used to check her in a lot, and I remembered her call, especially the JOY part. There's another lady that checks in on the net sometimes, or her husband checks her in, and her name's Mary, and the last part of her call is MRY.
Yes, ma'am, that's Fred and Mary. They live down here in Piedmont. They're real, real nice folks. I've met both of them. And matter of fact, Fred's been over to the house, but I hadn't been down to his house yet, but I've been by his dad's house down in Greenwood. So that's a long story, but I'll have to tell you that at some other time. But Karen, other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Like I said, I've been in here in and out of the ham shack all day. My shelves, I took them outside. I built those, and I carried them outside and tore them apart and recut them and reassembled them. And now I'm trying to get it all finished, put back together, so I push the desk and all back up against the wall. But I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Got a good net going. Hopefully some more folks out there interact with you. You have a great evening, and we'll say 73 to you for now. WD4CYM in the net, KI4DOS.
All right, yeah, I've been doing some house rearranging too, but I had satellite TV put in. I got tired of just the channels I could get on regular TV, so I signed up for satellite, and wow, I'm really enjoying it. It is very enjoyable. And I've got to kind of put some of my stuff back now that I had to move so the satellite man could get in and put the stuff in. Okay, good to talk to you, Gary. Tell Joey hello for me. Let's see who's next. KK4FTU, Richard down in Slabtown. Did you want to make comments?
Check in.
Go ahead.
WD4CYM. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI, stationary mobile right now. Andy Pickens, no traffic, no round table.
Right, good to hear you, Andy. It's always good to hear from you. KI4LZI, Andy down in Pickens. Let's see who's next on the list here. Most of you checked in and out. Let's see, it might take me a minute to find the right cure. Does anybody else want to check in?
WD4CYM. This is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Just got out of our ham radio meeting just a little while ago, and I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 to each one of you.
K4JFO, James, nice to hear you tonight. You probably got some snow Friday. I was up in the mountains myself Friday. I went up to Hendersonville and on up to Fletcher, and I was just telling Sid a minute ago, we got stuck up at Fletcher for a while, but we finally got to go home, and I got home safely, and as far as I know, everybody else on the bus did too. Okay, are there any other check-ins called WD4CYM?
Yeah, WD4CYM, this is Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Peru, Illinois tonight on my way to Cheyenne, Wyoming. I was trying to call in while I was going down the road. There's too much noise in here to do it, apparently. Other than that, I haven't got a whole lot of comments or anything for tonight, other than it's getting a little chilly around here.
WD4CYM.
Molly. Well, I got you the first time you checked in. Gary relayed for me, but that's okay. I appreciate you checking in the second time to make sure I got you. Hope you have a safe trip. And it's always interesting when you check in to hear where you are. It's always so interesting. I think Robert called you a rolling postcard. Okay. Does anyone else want to make comments? Call WD4CYM.
Check in.
Go ahead.
WD4CYM in the net. Please check in Kilo Zulu for Mike, Tom, Mobile and Greer, and please check in Miss Sharon, KN4LBO. And I guess since she's sitting right here, she's Mobile and Greer too.
Okay, KZ4M and KN4LBO in Greer. Hope you can be safe on that mobile tonight. Do either of you want to make comments?
No, ma'am. We'll just be in and out. May you have a good evening. 73.
Okay, well, I'll let y'all focus on the road and hope you get home safely. KZ4M and KN4LBO. Anyone else who wants to check in the net, call WD4CYM. All right, I'm going to go ahead and add up my check-ins here and fix my net report. W4DJW, Dave, I'll be calling you in just a minute or two when I get it ready. And anybody else that wants to talk while I'm doing my net report, go ahead, WD4CYM. W4DJW, WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, W4DJW, ready to copy your net report, Miss Karen.
Okay. Those as follows. Foremost, one. Informal, zero. Check in, 34. And announcement, zero.
It was a little fuzzy there at the beginning. Did you have a message number on that, Karen? I didn't get the message number.
Routine 2, excuse me, let me start over. Routine 2-4.
Okay, I got it that time. Copy your message 2-4, message routine 2-4, 34 check-ins, one piece of traffic. W4DJW back to WD4CYM. Thanks for calling that, Karen.
Okay, well, I enjoyed it, and thank you for taking my net report. Are you the net manager now?
No, that's affirmative, Ms. Karen.
Okay, well, I'll be giving you my net reports then. Okay, this is WD4CYM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for the thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its standard broadcast mode, 73s, and good night. Gary, let's see, KI4DOS will be calling the net tomorrow night. Everybody have a good night. WD4CYM. Okay, the India Yankees, India station, this is WD4CYM. Are you trying to check in the net? WD4CYM, clear.
WD4CYM, I'm willing to check in if you can hear me, K4XB.
Go ahead, did you say K4XB?
Yes, ma'am, this is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo down here mobile in Greenwood County. I'll be negative and negative. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, that's perfectly This is WD4CYM, K4XB. Dave, W4DJW, are you still listening?
That's affirmative, Karen.
Good. Can you change my check-in count to 35?
That report amended to 35. One piece of traffic. Routine 2-4, W4DJW.
Thank you so much, and thanks to the gentleman for checking in just now. This is WD4CYM, clear.
West before India, Yankee, India.
Okay, WD4CYM, I got Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. Can you change it to 36?
That's affirmative. Amended to 36.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate your patience. W4IYI, this is WD4CYM, clear.
Thank you.
Karen, would you like one more to add to your count for the night?
Yeah, the more the merrier. This is WD4CYM.
Hey, Karen, add Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty, I'm Mobile and Duncan headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Okay, Rusty, good to hear from you. W4DJW, are you still listening?
And if we keep this pattern up, we'll hit 40 after the next three. But we're at 37 now. W4DJW.
Okay, I believe that's 36. You might want to check it. I don't know if one of us is incorrect or not.
Okay, I'll send it to 36. I thought it was 37. I'll take your number.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. WD4CYM, good night to everyone.
W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW, how'd you do?
Well, I had 39, but I pulled up Pepco Link off on the side and popped in a couple of stations that had showed up but apparently didn't check in, so I had a couple extras, but I managed to keep up fairly well. The Karen's was a little scratchy there, and I had a hard time hearing her, but I could hear everybody else pretty well.
Yeah, it got that way for me for a little bit as well, but it cleared up. I mean, it didn't stay that way long. When she got scratchy, she cleared right up after that. I think her radio was probably warming up at the beginning of the net because it sounded really good on her third transmission.
Well, my location, it we still had a little bit of scratch in it, but yeah, it cleared up fairly well there towards the end, but yeah, I didn't do too bad. I managed to keep up with everybody. As long as they don't rattle it off too fast, I can keep up.
Have you tried any more of those recorded nets?
No, I've been fighting taxes. Trying to get all the stuff together, get my taxes filed, and I hadn't had a chance to listen to too many of them, but every night when the net rolls around, I pull it up and try to follow along, and I'm getting better.
Well, there's nothing like following it along in real time, because in real time, you can't go, like with the recording, you can back it up and listen again. You can't do that in real time.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple of recordings and missed it and had to back it up and try it again, and no, you can't do that. You can't do that in real time, so I guess that's the best practice, is doing it in real time.
The way I did it for quite a while, I think that was before there was any recordings. There wasn't any Echolink brought the recordings to the net, because it has a record option, you just click on it. So that made it really, really easy to do recordings. But before that, there was no way. You had to wait till the real net.
Hey, David, W2T.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Remember the days when we had 70 and 80 people checking in at a time on this net?
Andy and I were talking about that the other night. Even over 100, and sometimes the net up to 120. I think Gary got up to 130 or 40 one time, and that was like at 1 o'clock in the morning or getting close to 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it used to be really long. People used to be long-winded. If you hang around for 4 hours on a net, people are going to be browsing by, and you're going to get more.
I remember 126.
Yeah, I think the most I ever had was 85 on one of the ones I called it. You know, sounds like you're breaking in a new net control there, Dave.
Yeah, John has agreed, and he's got the software, and he's learning the ropes. We'll have him out there before you know it.
Well, welcome aboard, John. I did this net, Dave can probably tell you, I probably called this net for 20 years. And then had to slide away from it for a while, but I don't call it anymore, but I call enough nets other places that I get some interesting times. So welcome to the group of NCSs there, John. Over.
JN4RJN. John hadn't agreed to anything just yet, but John is trying.
It's not as hard as you can... Some people make it out that it's a hard job. Doing it here on 2 meters is not hard. Try doing it on HF on 75 meters at 7 o'clock at night when the band is 70,000 miles long and half the people can't be heard. And you depend on people assisting you in states that are, halfway across the country. Been there and done that, too, because I did that on that one time. So, anyway, well, good luck at you. I don't think you'll have any problem. And I think you'd do Dave proud to be another net control for him. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, John, it'd be a shame for you to put in all that practice and not ever put it to use. That's why my bet's on you're going to want to do it once you get good at it.
Yeah, it's better, and it's, you know, but, yeah, we'll probably give it a shot. I got a question for you, Dave. Message numbers, where do those come from? Just out of the air, or you make them up? System.
Yeah, the message number isn't anything that has to be turned in on the log at the end of the month. And talking to Rusty, he's the one we turn our log into, and he passes on all the way up to the section manager. But the message number, I'll tell you the same way Ray always told me. He said, that's your number. That's for you to remember how you want to keep up with it. Like some people start over at the beginning of every year with one, and they work their way up, and they see how many they call in here. Some people use dates. Some people just have a continuous number that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's the way I do it. I have a number that's in my prologue that I use to call the net. And at the beginning of the net, I go down to the bottom and I change that number by one and I set the date. And that way I'll know by the time it's time to turn in the net report exactly what the number is going to be and everything. I don't have to think about it. I can just read it right out of the bottom of the prologue, but that's up to you. You can make up your own way of stamping your messages so that it benefits you.
Roger that. I was just curious because I've been listening to message numbers, and some of them appear to be dates, and some of them appear to be something else, and I just wondered if there was a system or if it's just, you know, whatever. But that answers my question.
KI4TOS is in there too, Dave.
Go ahead, Gary. W4DJW.
Hey, Dave. Hey, John. John, you need to do it the way I do it. Put that computer down and get you a pencil and piece of paper.
Well, I'm getting pretty good on the computer. And but in reality, I can actually write faster than I can type. So we'll see.
I just had to pull your chain a little bit. Just about everybody does it with the computers now, except for me. I'm old-fashioned. I do mine with pencil and paper. Pencil and paper don't crash, so I don't have to worry about it.
I'll see you guys later. I've arrived at the place I need to stop here real quick. W2T clear.
Yeah, Gary, I have pencil and paper backup. I've
pad and a pen next to me, and if I don't catch a call sign, I can only catch part of it. I'll jot that down real quick, or if somebody's speaking too fast, I'll write it down and then plug it in while the net controller's actually talking.